Not a very Merry Christmas for the Redskins or their fans this week, with a defeat on Christmas Eve at the hands of the lowly Minnesota Vikings. Hall of Famer John Riggins is with us now, a couple mornings after. Nice to talk to you, John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Better than the Redskins, apparently, though they did show flashes on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, a little bit, but, you know, this is what you look for. It is why, in a lot of ways, I mean, you know, you go up and beat the Giants last week, and so you think, okay, we're kind of putting things together. And you come home and really against a team that had only won two games, and I think had lost six straight games in a row. Playing at home, Christmas Eve, this is all you got. You still see, and this is a ragged outfit. I mean, and you know that. It's just kind of like they're trying to get through the season. And they'll be able to hide in the darkness of the off season now, but the truth is they really don't have much to show for anything as Mike Shanahan closes out his second year.
Well, Evan Royster stole the show, 132 yards, and you were a running back. What's your professional opinion?
Well, I tell you what, I think it's difficult to evaluate when you have a team, you know, individual. You're seeing some individual play here, and certainly these are young guys. I mean, both of them, him and Halu, two rookies, and you got to feel good about that. And who knows, if you get a team, you know, that's kind of got all the parts instead of a few here and a few there, they very well may be able to be productive members. But a lot of times you look at this and you look at individuals, particularly when it comes to a statistical, you know, when a statistic's a number, like a running back or a wide receiver, and you can't really collate that information into the big picture because, A, you're playing at the end of the season when nothing's on the line. There's such a difference. This is almost like preseason football right now. Everybody's loosey-goosey. I mean, let's face it, both these teams going nowhere for the playoffs. So it's really just basically individual performances is what you're seeing. And I think with these running backs, you're at least seeing that they've got something going on there that you have to give them. But how will it fit into the big picture if and when this team ever starts to win?
So we've got the Redskins season winding down, one more game to go, and you're winding down one thing as well, right?
Yes, I am now. I haven't been on with Masson or with TOP for, I don't know, about 6 weeks now as I'm gearing up and have already done a few episodes of 44 Outdoors. I'm going to finally get into where I really love to be. My passion is hunting and fishing and just being outdoors in general, and also I love to cook. So we're going to kind of do a combination of the three, and we're hoping to get some shows on maybe third quarter of 2012. We just got to wait and see. But I'll be going to Kansas here in about 3 weeks where I grew up and do a little bird hunting out there, and then maybe it's down to the Eastern Shore for some goose hunting. And so I'm looking forward to it. Really had a lot of fun doing the other, but this is going to be fun too.
Well, best of luck with that. That is great, and have a good time, and all the success in the world to you.
Thank you so much, and we got one more game to go, and then we can all take a break.
Right. Could use it. Thanks, as always, John, and it has been great talking to you over the years.
My pleasure.
Hall of Famer John Riggins with us here on WTOP.